A guru's job is to see that you don't avoid things and that you go through things. I have my job to do. I know what it is. See that you don't avoid things that you have to go through in this lifetime and that you go through them. But most importantly, the devotees gathered together here, my devotees, have to improve and improve and improve and improve. When you were with your mother and father, you had to grow up and grow up and grow up and grow up. They helped you mature your intellectual nature. They helped you mature your physical body and your emotions the very best that they could. My job is to bring forth your spiritual life. This Shiva shrine we have here is a shrine of the heart chakra. And each time I come, I'm reminded that this is the temple of the heart chakra, temple of love. For love conquers all. If you love Shiva, loving God, nothing is impossible. Love gives energy. Love gives life. Love gives you the power of understanding and forgiveness. Love gives you a new start in life. Love gives you the willpower. With love in your will, you can go through the things you have to go through, the karmas on the path, and not just pack them away for another life. We can't store our karmas away for another life by distracting ourselves. Always more to do than you can do. Yeah, that's your own karma. And who's the boss? Who's driving you onward? Is Lord Shiva himself, who's come here in many forms. He's come here as a Shiva Lingam. He's come here in your form, in your form, in your form, in your form, in your form. Form of the priest here. He's come here in many forms. And driving you forward. And that's the life of Hinduism. The life of Hinduism is the guru. But you can't avoid your guru. You cannot do that. He's always there, always watching. He knows your karma. He knows all the different areas of your karma. Devotees in every country are improving in their sadhana and going through their karmas. Going through their karmas and not avoiding their karmas. So the inspiration is very high. So remember, next time you go through or start to go through something, don't try to avoid it. Go through it courageously. Bear your karma cheerfully and dispatch it little by little. And you do that most easily by opening the heart chakra. Get some love going there. Love softens everything. Love brings up good feelings, therefore bad feelings have to go away. Love makes good thought forms, and it's possible to make an ugly thought form if there's love in your heart. And if you want somebody to love you, you can't demand it. You can't expect it. You have to give love yourself first. Then their heart chakra will awaken and give love back to you. Om Namah Shivaya. Om.